Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off with Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Should I tell people about the baby? I've been debating this all day.
Why don't we hold off on the baby?
You sure?
Let's hold off. It's just, listen.
I keep looking at it like, should I read this?
It is a very succinct example of what we asked today. I don't know.
Okay. The one we watched earlier?
No.
You know, this
That works.
Don't read it out loud. Just take a gander at that.
Read the first couple of sentences there.
Yes. Do not. I know.
No.
God, I wouldn't read that at all.
No, you don't think so? Pull the clean off.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like one of the worst things I've ever read in my life.
Keep reading it for a while. It gets worse. Instead, we'll go to, we were talking about burning out in the car, right?
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of asking, like, at what age do you stop doing burnouts? I'm just going to read you the responses as they came in. Go to any local car meet. There's no age limit for burnouts. I'm 38. I have a 2017 Challenger. I still do burnouts. When do you stop doing burnouts? I do them all the time. I'm almost 30. I burn out almost every day. Burning out at 41 still makes me happy. That from Charlotte. Mm. I'll turn 58 years old next month, and I can attest that with the right amount of alcohol, you're never too old to do burnouts.
Jesus.
Lifelong car guy here. It'll never get old. Someone else adds, the kids love it, then the grandkids will love it in 20 years. I still do burnouts on my truck. I'm 39. You can do a burnout all cars are burnout capable. Burnouts never stop, Thrill. I'm 43 years old. I still do burnouts and donuts. I'm 55. I do them all the time. I'm 33. I still light the tires up.
Okay. I will say, I know a couple people that have, like, fast cars. And any of an I will be like, can we get, like, if we're in a parking lot, like, light it up.
Yeah, I will certainly ask you to.
Yeah, well, in that situation.
So today's question, what was your magnificent failure? Some of the other comments came in. It says, I made out with a girl my freshman year of college. I got a nosebleed. I thought she was a bad kisser. Turns out it was me. My biggest failure was when I used to work in radio. And during one of my weather tracks, I accidentally dropped an F-bomb and then forgot to record over that track. 3 hours later, I found out that my F-bomb track had gone out on the air at least once, if not twice an hour, for the past 3 hours.
Oh, you know, that'll happen, man. You'll be, I just remember that early on, you would be at a location.
Mm-hmm.
And they would ask you, you're at an auto parts store. They're having a sale. This sound clip is going to run in the commercial break. So you're like, I'm blah, 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 and I'm down here at Chave Auto Parts, and they're having a hell of a deal, and they got great sales, and you drop the F-bomb accidentally or whatever happens. So you got to start over again. You're like, okay, take two. We're going to use take two. But you don't know because you really can't talk back to the people who are in the control center.
Right.
Take two on salvo. All right, we're going to try this again. You know, 3, 2, 1, go. And then you'll hear the F-bomb, and then you'll hear the whole thing start over again. You're like, they didn't check it. Damn.
I've gotten burned on that once.
Ah.
It was very bad. I'm not going to go through the entire story, but all you heard was me saying effing, and you can fill in whatever blank you want. Doesn't matter. But This went out to 18 affiliates live during an NFL football broadcast, and I see the hotline light up because I'm back at the studio, so you'd accidentally hit the on mic as I was making, let's just say, my most colorful point about a memo we just got. So they heard this. That's already bad. And it goes to 18 markets. So the hotline blows up. The other guys in the studio, it's that weird, awkward, like, reverse silence. Because everyone realizes I messed up. The hotline's ringing, and it's just this light flashing. And it's otherwise dead silent. They're like, dude, you have to answer that. I said, I am not going to answer that. They said, you know, I'm not going to say his name. Bob Phillips. It's Bob Phillips. You know it's him. I said, I know it's him. That's why I'm not going to answer, because he's the general manager. And if I answer that phone, I will be fired immediately. And here's the thing. even if he leaves the game now, just knowing how traffic, he can't get back here before I'm done with the broadcast. So I'm going to write out the broadcast, and I'm not, and this hotline rang for hours, man. I wouldn't answer. I come back into work Monday. I'm thinking maybe everyone forgot. I mean, man, I had one foot in the lobby, and you already get that thing like the come here finger. We need to talk to you in the office right now. So long story short, I just denied the whole thing. They still knew it was me. I was like, I heard about that. They're like, basically shortened it up to this. Okay, since it wasn't you, I'm like, I heard about it, and I understand from what you said it sounded like me.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it wasn't me. And he said, well, if it ever happens again, whoever the F says it, still going to be your job. Okay, man, I'll let everybody know.
Good looking out.
Yeah, keep an eye on that guy.
What was your most magnificent failure? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, AJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
So, the dumbest thing I've ever done was I tried to overtake a friend on a dirt bike in a trail. Doesn't sound too bad until you realize that I had never been on this trail before, and my friend had, and he specifically said, follow me. And I was like, okay, whatever. So he breaks left on this trail, and I see this one just off to the right, and I'm thinking to myself, I could pass him. I totally could pass him right now. So I rev up as hard as I can, I break right, and about 4 seconds in, tree branch straight across it.
Oh.
And I get clotheslined, takes me straight off the bike, and I land flat back on the ground. Bam. I'm laying there for a couple of minutes. I hear my friend's dirt bike come up. And let's jump something straight out of Cool Runnings where he pulls up, pulls off his helmet, goes, hey, man, you dead? And I go, yeah, I'm dead. So spend a couple minutes there on the ground, stand up, dirt bike's fine, everything's fine. And then I look down, and there's just blood pooling on my chest. I'm like, what is going on? So I pull up my shirt, and I've got this giant U all the way down my chest, which just ripped my left pec. Went down my body all the way down to my belly button.
God damn.
That was a rough day for sure.
How many stitches?
So I was 16 and dumb and didn't go to the hospital. So I now have a giant scar on my chest, but no stitches.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
How long did it take to kind of heal up, man?
So it probably took a good 6 or 7 months for it to heal up, but it's just this kind of gross, grody scar on my chest now. And, mom was particularly mad at me when I got back from this vacation. She yelled at me for about 20 minutes about why I didn't go to the hospital. And then she yelled at my best friend for about an hour about not taking care of her baby.
And well, then why didn't she take you to the hospital? Like, to me, you just got back. This is still a fresh flesh wound. You know, like if you could see it and go, oh God, why didn't she take you?
So she was a registered nurse at the time, and she looked at it, and she's like, honestly, I don't even know what to do about this. It's so far past where they can do anything about it. She just cleaned it out as much as she could because she knew that if they tried to pull the tissue back together, it would just end up shredding even more.
So to this day, if you go to the pool, go to the beach, pull off your shirt, this is, I'm guessing, super noticeable.
Yeah, it's fairly noticeable.
Is it ugly? Is it a cool scar, or is it a scar where like someone would go like, oh, God?
I would probably throw it in the cool list. Maybe I'm a little biased.
Well, no, it's not that. Look, man, you got to be honest about things. Like, look, they're Seal, the singer Seal, not a cool scar.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you just stare at it, and you're like, good, gugga mugga, bro, what happened to you? Yours, at least.
Did you fall into a fire?
Yeah.
No. It's not Seal level. It's more like, dude, what happened? And I tell the story and go, wow, that's really dumb, but that's a cool looking scar.
Okay.
More like, I could almost pass it for I got into a knife fight, but I'm not quite hard enough to try.
Do you still ride a motorcycle?
No, God, no. Okay. I'm a four-wheel man for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you wipe out real bad, you're either going to be that guy who's going to jump right back on or be like, you know what? I'm alive. I'm walking away. I know a couple people who kind of got into a real bad accident. They're like, no more. That's it for me. I'm done. What was your most magnificent failure? 844-999-OLA.
That's snowmobiling for me.
Didn't you almost go off a cliff?
Yep. Landed the sled upside down, hanging off a cliff. I'll probably never go back to that.
And could you look over the cliff when it stopped?
Yeah. Well, no, I couldn't because I had been ejected. It like threw me off. So I'm just like laying in the snow. And then like, I walk over there and literally I was like, this thing almost fell off. And I had to drag it back and then put the windshield back on.
Right.
And it was awful.
You're looking over a cliff.
Yeah. Like seriously, like I would be hard pressed to ever do that again.
Yeah, I can believe that, man.
Unless it's like in Kansas or somewhere famously flat.
Right.
What was your most magnificent failure?
Hello, Mo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's going on, boys?
How are you, Mo?
Hey, good. I don't want to upset Mike, but we'll throw a challenge out to everybody for Ted versus the FCC and put together some rhyme that has, what's his favorite word? Vietnamese?
Okay. I thought you were going to say dildo, just to make Mike uncomfortable.
Hey, tell Mike, hey, if you're throwing a chair around, tell him just to sit on his hand so they go numb. And then masturbate. They call it the stranger.
Got that, Mike?
I'll send him an email pronto.
Mike's going to be really happy to let you through.
He's one step ahead of his pants are already open.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm ready, boys. What do you got?
You mean for the question?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, wait.
You called and you had no idea what the question was?
I know what the question is. Okay, so we're back to motorcycles, boys. And I happen to be in Redding, California. Running down the interstate, and they tell me when I got woke up in the hospital that I slid 360 feet down the interstate. So basically, I woke up in the hospital and looked around and see my boots over there. So I walked over, put my boots on, walked out in the emergency room. Waiting area and said, I want to go.
Wait, are you still wearing, like, the hospital gown?
Well, no, they cut my shirt off, so I didn't have no shirt, but and my jeans were cut up. But, no, I just took the boots off and cut the jeans up, and I wasn't in a gown, so I just put the boots on, but they wouldn't let me leave until somebody released me. So they finally got somebody released me. There was two cops that were coming in. This is in Redding, California. They held the door open for me as I walked out and got in the cab.
The cop. I mean, if I'm a cop, I'm a little suspicious of a shirtless man in tattered jeans and boots.
Just saying.
That's just me.
Okay. There we go.
He said he was drunk on wild turkey.
Did he?
Yes.
Today?
No, when he had the crash.
Oh, okay. Ah. Still to come, Ryan Castle, the drug and charges into Sin Spin, along with Sam Kiska from Greta Van Fleet, along with your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Ryan Castle coming in with Sam from Greta Van Fleet for a little Sit and Spin in Minutes. First time for a few emails in The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
From today, in regards to the dating multiple same names conversation, I've dated three Ryans, three Matts, and two Jasons. Completely coincidental. Mm-hmm. Love the show. Thanks for making me laugh. That from Stephanie. Epic fail. Went on a date with this gorgeous woman. Tattoos everywhere. I'm a sucker for him. Thought the date went horrible, so I decided to do a bunch of drugs with my friends to get over it. She calls me to come over. Long story short, I go to her house, too many uppers, and I couldn't get it up.
They should not call them uppers.
Guys, I made the mistake of getting McDonald's just before starting a 3-hour drive. This was a rural Wisconsin area where there's only a gas station, say, every 30 miles at most, and they all close at 10. Halfway into the drive, I feel the rumbling. I'm getting desperate as it's already about 9:45. I somehow make it another 30 minutes, miraculously find a gas station open until 10:30. As soon as I stop the car and stand up, I know it's too late. It starts to escape, and I shamble my way in, only to find out that it's an external bathroom with a key. trying to avoid eye contact and knowing the lady probably hates me as it's almost closing and the smell has begun. She gives me the key anyway when I ask. Well, I wrecked that bathroom. I wrecked my underwear. I wrecked my pants. After the storm, I did my best to clean up. I threw away my underwear. After returning the key, I just said I was sorry and practically ran out and got back to my car.
I'm sorry.
Love your show. It's my birthday today. Thanks for all the laughs, that from Beth.
I'm so sorry.
See how to do that. Hello, guys. So this epic fail happened Thursday night. I somehow fell out of my bed, landed on my foot wrong, and fractured my leg. So now I'm listening to you guys while laid up with a boot. That from the lovely Veronica.
I still like Beth.
I'm sorry. As we move on to the birthday emails, hola guys, my granddaughter Natalie was born at about 1:35. Please give her a little kid face sandwich. Wish her a happy birthday. That from Zimpa.
Fish sandwich.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Guys, I most recently acquired the most amazing stepson ever. His dad and I would like to send him a birthday shout-out. His name is Alec, currently a senior at UW. How about a little turtle sex, please, from Jen and Brian. Guys, it's my 26th. How about an original fish sandwich? That from Nick.
Fish sandwich.
Hold on, I want to wish my husband, Riley, happy birthday. Longtime listener, loves your station. Could he get an original fish sandwich and a cut that bitch off next caller? Thanks, guys. Love, Miranda.
Fish sandwich.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Guys, happy 31st birthday to myself and my friend Yashonda, who has the same birthday and year as me. Could I get some dirty Germans talking about Indians from India? Thanks, guys. That from Caspar.
Yeah, always enjoy the Indians from India. I like to give them the non-sex.
Yeah, this naan bread is one of my favorites. I'm trying to figure out a way to make tandoori chicken dirty.
Yeah, you just put the meat in the oven.
Yeah, oh yeah, bake it in her oven.
Yeah, it comes out a different color.
Yeah.
Guy's name is David. I want to wish my homie Peter happy birthday today with a time to take off the leash. Today is his birthday. Thanks, guys. That from Chow.
It's time to take off the leash.
My husband Daniel's 43rd on the rock. He loves men's room. Great dad to our three kids. How about thrill? Give him a couple gets, please. Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Amy.
Get.
Yeah, guys, it's my dad's 54th. I know it'll make his day. We listen to you every day. How about some you dirty Germans talking about hammering nails? Thanks, guys. That from Cameron.
Yeah, if your butt is a nail, I will gladly hammer it.
Yeah, whatever this nail is, I'm going to hammer it. Morning, noon, night, I hammer away.
Yeah, and we enjoy Phillip's head.
Yeah, this is the way. You have to screw it in.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Still to come, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. But first, and truth be told, Greta Van Fleet came into town. I believe they were in town for not one, not two, but three sold-out shows. So while they were in town, we got a chance to grab Sam, who is the bassist, Sam Kiska, along with his three brothers and another buddy on drums. They are the band known as Greta Van Fleet. So Castle brought them in, and we got a chance to sit down with them. So let's go back in time to Greta Van Fleet, back in time, and sit and spin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Look who it is. All right. Drug and charge, Ryan Castle in the house. Once again, it is time for a little sit and spin. Looks like you brought a friend.
I did. I made a new friend last night. So me and this guy were up at like 4 o'clock in the morning doing trucker speed last night.
Took
a page right out of your book. And okay. I was like, hey, why don't you do the list for sit and spin tomorrow? So this is my friend Sam. You might know him from Grammy-nominated band Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, hello. Sam. Welcome.
Yeah, that's me. I like the trucker direction, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the trucker lifestyle.
Oh, I know.
We're right there
know.
With it.
Because
I know.
I think when I was very young, I have always been obsessed with the cowboy lifestyle.
All right.
I think that's literally exactly what truckers are.
Sure. You like showering in strange places with
other
dudes.
Yeah, you get to sleep in the back of your truck.
You can grow a
awesome.
Thick mustache, no questions.
Yes, exactly.
Lots.
Lizards. I'm so glad you guys understand.
Pickle parks.
Exactly.
Miles knows the entire song Convoy by heart.
I do. Oh. C.W. McCall.
That's so rad.
Bigger one now. We got a big old call. Thanks for the hangover today, by the way.
No problem.
I feel like absolute ass, so we appreciate that.
Oh, this will be perfect.
Great show, by the way. You guys, are you doing Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yes. And we have figured out that it is not next Saturday. It's the Saturday after that.
So yeah, well, you'll be there.
I'll be there. Okay. I'll be there. Yeah.
I just want to say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I really do. Kiss my ass. And this is why. So he's a fellow bass player. And I said to him earlier, I said, look, man, you know, as bass players, we just get the least love. That's how it goes. All right. And he looks at me and he says, well, I was a dabbling keyboard, which is such a cop-out because once you can play a keyboard, then all the girls like you.
Yeah,
not well, if you play it all the time, right? The guy on Bon Jovi got no play. But if you walk over and sit down in front of a keyboard and you don't normally play it, like, that's
not
a leg
like
up.
Not only that, when he jumped on the keyboard, they have like four giant screens. It's like, Sam, 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 Sam.
Yeah, right. it's very bold, isn't it?
Little known fact, Tommy Lee never had sex until he played Home Sweet Home.
That's a bona fide fact.
So, Sam, you were up last night late coming up with a list for Sit and Spin. And
Truck of Speed.
Yeah. Exactly.
You came up with some songs. We don't want to know the theme of the Sit and Spin. We're going to try to guess it.
All right, awesome.
As we go along. So if we could, we're just going to jump in and see if we can figure out what the hell you put together.
Okay. Okay. Number nine.
You're high. The theme is being stoned.
Who is this? This is the Zombies?
Yeah.
It is the Zombies.
So, yeah. So this I have been into so hard lately. And it is the last album by the Zombies. It's a psychedelic pop masterpiece.
How many people in your peer group of 19 years old are Zombies fans?
Just my friends. I got like four friends.
Just hang out.
Yeah, you listen to some Zombies.
Get stoned.
Put the record on. Like, oh,
a fan of The Walking Dead. That is the theme.
It sounds like early Floyd or like Arthur Lee and Love and Poppy. Like kind of hit. Okay, all right. I still don't know what the theme is, but
you think the Zombies would be a slower band? Like,
Brains. That was before the mainstream zombie break.
These are back in the happy
days. They were zombies before zombies were cool.
Yeah. Sam from Greta Van Fleet in the house, and we haven't figured out what this Sit and Spin is yet as far as the theme, but yeah, we're going to figure it out here. Number eight.
I don't want to know what the theme
might
is.
Be a curse ball.
Oh, you want to bring back slavery. I see what it is.
You like black women.
Not quite.
You and okay. Leslie Jones.
Keep going, keep going.
You just want to have sex with black women. I can't blame you.
Is it just British rockers?
Well, no.
Okay, no, I got a bad guess.
It is a good guess, but I think the British rockers just had this down.
All right.
Oh, for sure, okay. Man.
You like New Orleans.
You prefer your oatmeal flavored with brown sugar.
Yes, that's it.
Favorite brand of Pop-Tarts.
Okay. So far we've got the Zombies and the Rolling Stones.
Right.
Still not sure what this Sit and Spin's all about, but we'll move on to number seven. Number seven.
You're only 19. Of course life's been good. You're a rock star.
I love that line. I love that line, man. From this song. I can't complain, but sometimes I still do.
Have you ever met Joe Walsh?
No.
Don't.
That was quick.
I don't know the man on the stand.
I heard Joe Walsh. A ton of fun.
Did you see that? He's like, I walk up in the alleyway. I knew that's when I had to stop. Have you seen that Eagles documentary?
No.
You guys see that.
All right, so far,
like I've been good.
I will say the key is in the beginning of the song.
All right, we're going to listen to the beginning of the song.
Excited.
Yeah, notice it, because usually we play, like, the chorus of the song.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do they all come in with bass lines?
No, this one had the weak drums.
All right, that's true.
There are no weak drums.
Sam, here's the beginning of the song.
Say that to Def Leppard.
He does it with one arm.
Too soon.
Too soon.
We are joined on Sit and Spin, Ryan Castle with Sam from Greta Van Fleet. We don't know. This is Sam's list of tunes.
Right.
We're trying to figure out what the theme
is. Something to do with the beginning of the song.
Or Sit and Spin. Let's get on to number six here.
Sit number six.
This is the typical playlist of your average 19-year-old. I think we can all agree on that.
See, I'm not sure about that. This is a band, Houndmouth, and this is a 2015 record.
hound's mouth. Hound you mouth. Like it doggy Wait. Style, but in certain ways.
with black women.
With black women.
Okay, yeah, I think you guys are getting close.
All right.
You want a zombie comatose black woman to spend the rest of your life, right?
You have a great memory for such a hangover.
I know, man. It's your fault, Sam. I feel like ass today. These are Sam's picks on Sit and Spin. Still trying to figure out the theme. Where's this band from?
They're from Indiana, so not too far from us.
Okay.
So yeah, and actually, the lead in this song, Katie Taupin, she actually left the band recently. So yeah, but this record, I highly recommend. One of my favorite records out of the 2010s.
Okay. What station are you guys on in Indiana?
Oh, we got taken off the fort.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, sore topic.
We're on for a, well, you know, they found out.
Too soon.
Yeah, open mouth.
No. It happens all the time for us.
All wounds need salt.
Yes, exactly.
That helps them heal.
Right.
No point licking our wounds unless it's salted.
Oh, going up the camel, candy.
Going up the camel?
Going up the can, going up the country. Oh, wait, we've got to, country.
Is this country? A recorder?
If it sounds like country, it's probably country.
You love your elementary school music teacher and wanted to celebrate someone playing the recorder.
Baby, don't you want to
Isn't this just a rad song?
It is a rad song.
It sounds like Grover.
I think that's what the Muppets sing on a road trip.
It sounds like the Hermit.
Yeah.
These could all be like great road trip songs.
Hang out with Beaker.
Oh, that's a good point.
All right, you're getting married. You getting warm there?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I can't guess.
If I knew you guys had to guess it, I probably would have made it so generic. I think you guys are overthinking it.
Okay.
We never have that problem. You can't. That cannot possibly
just be like songs that Sam likes. Is that what it is? Right.
No. Okay, it's a little bit more in depth. All right. Okay. All right.
It was the Allman Brothers Band. We played at every family reunion.
Big with your family.
Oh, absolutely.
They love almonds.
How fat is that? That's exactly what you want to hear in music. A rock band playing it. Oh, my God.
And remember, they sued the Pistachio Sisters when they came out.
Rip off. Okay.
So it's all about the beginning of the song. What am I missing?
Nicely.
Yeah, you're the musician in the group.
Yeah,
come on,
Thrill.
We need you.
No, I only play bass. I don't count anymore.
Oh, that's okay.
You guys ever hear Metallica's "And Justice for All"? Awesome album, no bass.
I know.
They just turn it all the way
here, but we're turning it down.
They just turn it all the way down there. That's a little trick they got in the production studio. All right, well, Sam and Greta Van Fleet, we're trying to figure out what your list of tunes is. Let's move on to number three here.
Number three.
Oh, you know?
Only the people who know.
Robin, how do you know?
Damn it. She's the smart one in the room.
Well, that's we know
okay.
that.
Well, rub it in.
So this is a band out of Rockaway Beach, New Jersey, and they're called Louis Del Mar. And so me and Daniel went to Grand Rapids, actually, who we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And so there's the new venue, Monroe 20, and we were going to see Young the Giant, because we're like, yeah, Young the Giant's cool, and they're playing. So, but the Louis Del Mar stole the show. They were the opening act, and it was just awesome. It was just like one guy up front with a classical guitar just going, and there's like a really heavy, kind of like some programmed drums, really tasteful. Down the production is awesome. Record is awesome.
That's why you
do feel bad.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
Do you feel bad when you steal the show, or do you feel good? Because I know you're not stealing the show anymore because you're the headliner. But did you ever feel bad about stealing the show?
Off record, I'm just gonna say yes.
Sure. Yeah. Not really.
But isn't that the point? If you want us open for you, we got bad news.
Yes, it is. Rock and roll is about being irreverent.
Right.
Not caring.
Yeah.
Not giving a...
Yes, exactly.
I saw the horn lay in here.
Very good.
That's the third instrument he can play.
Sam from Greta Van Fleet with us on Sit and Spin, and this is your list. We're still trying to figure out the theme here.
Beginning. Number two.
Strip club songs. I got it.
That's just because the electric piano makes it sound R&B. Who's heard this? Come on, no one.
I don't know if I have, man.
I feel like I should have.
I know, it does feel like...
Right?
I feel like I should have heard this in the back of the car when my parents were driving me somewhere as a kid.
This is Aretha's take on Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ah.
So you know the song, you may not have heard this version.
This version, yeah. I have a hard time believing I did not hear this version at some point in my life.
No, it's not so
you were conceived to it.
I'm pretty sure. No, I think Barry White was
probably why. He weren't around yet.
Heard it in the womb.
That's right. Okay.
Like, just stuff, there's just so much feeling in it. You just, it's so well orchestrated.
Robin, how certain are you that you understand? Do you think you got it? Because we're going to wait and ask you first. Okay. This is Sam from Greta Van Fleet's list on Sit and Spin. We made it to number one. We're trying to figure out the theme here.
One, number one.
In a horror movie.
Yeah. Mm. Nothing good's happening in your life if this is the music that plays.
Who's the artist on this?
Elton John.
Never heard of him.
Elton what?
I don't know your title.
You mean John Elton?
I've heard Elton of John. Oh, you might know him as Sir Elton.
Oh, we should have said that. Sir Elton John.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
I know who that is.
I left out that part.
Quite lovely. What is he protesting Bernie Taupin on this one? Doesn't want to sing?
Bernie took the day off.
Exactly. I'll just play.
Bernie gets no royalties for this, does he?
None. It's like Funeral for a Friend. He gets like three lines.
I'm sure he had a rough day at the bank that day.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like what you would have to guess is so musician-oriented that it's super hard.
Oh, so it comes back to
yes,
that.
It does.
Yes, it does.
We don't know how to read the music.
I know.
Man,
because Robin seems to know.
No.
I
have no idea. Robin, what are you thinking on this?
What is your honest-to-God guess there?
Oh, God. I think it's that the beginning of the song sets the tone.
This is why women should rule the world. Well, 100%.
Thank you.
That was it.
Well, yes, it is the most rad intros of all time.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Well, now wait. There's some not great songs with awesome intros.
That
right?
is completely
Final
correct.
Countdown. I don't care who you are.
Oh, man.
No, the song is horrible. The song is terrible.
Wait, what's the intro?
Well,
what's
leaving together.
Well, I wouldn't say it's great. I would say it's catchy.
right.
Okay, that's fair. Right. That's fair.
You know what? My initial thought was catchiest of all time, like intros.
Sure.
Which pretty catchy. Like,
yeah.
The zombies, oh, man.
Yeah. We're going to leave you this since you're going to be a striker for the rest of your life.
Sam from Greta Van Fleet, thank you so much for coming in, man. We really appreciate
this is
it.
Amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. I love this song.
Yeah.
You owe me $7.50 for that trucker's fee last night still, too.
No
or
problem.
Just two Tide Pods.
Yeah, we were popping some of those West Coast turnarounds last night.
That's why I feel like ass.
Stayed up till 7:30.
Oh, just crazy. Remember, you can sleep in the back of this thing. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That's true.
Hey, man, got a TV back there and satellite.
On the 6th of June in a Kenworth full of walls.
Sam, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you for having me.
Good time. Sam Kiska from Greta Van Fleet. By the way, from the time that we taped that and the time that we just played it back there for you, they will be the guests this week. This Saturday night, coming up on Saturday Night Live.
Because so we turned the gig down, we wanted to give them a shot. Yeah, yeah. We were like, hey, man, we're not going to do it.
Not only that, they've changed a lot of their schedules around as well because they were nominated for 4 Grammys.
Again, you know, we had the same problem. Yeah. We said, come on, man, we're doing our show.
So Greta Van Fleet this Saturday on Saturday Night Live. And again, thank you, Sam Kiska and Ryan Castle, for Sit and Spin. All right, so to come, we'll drink and tell us where the shot of the day and the return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profileness on the way, and yes, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. But first,
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them, will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore? Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We start here with Parker. He says, guys, do you guys have an archive recording of the Why Do White People Annoy You Grand Wizard Ku Klux Klan episode? Man, that must have been hilarious. That from your friend Parker. Parker, I don't think we have too much from the Baltimore show.
If we do, it'll be in my garage. And that's actually something I need to take the time to do. We stole a bunch of our quote-unquote best ofs when they fired us from there, because they fired us from there. And at that point, you were more than welcome to kiss my ass.
Yeah.
So we grabbed all that stuff. I don't know if I still have it. But if I do, I will search for it and gladly replay it for you.
And one more. Ask the Men's Room, fellas. I know half the questions you get are about how the show's creative nuances are. But I'll ask a few more. Why do you guys say funnable listener emails?
It is fun with listener emails.
Funnable.
And why do you say, guess who it is, Ted, when someone named James calls? Best guy, is that from Mitch?
It's simple, because Ted always says James.
Yeah, it's just kind of a thing we do.
If I say guess who it is and it's a guy named Bob, probably going to get it wrong.
If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 40-year-old Jesse Pack of Bunnell, Florida. He was almost one of the stories for today's question. What was your most magnificent failure? In this case, Jesse, he has a warrant out for his arrest on charges of kidnapping and aggravated assault. And the thing is, he knows that there's a warrant out for his arrest. And that's why when the cops showed up at his girlfriend's house to search for him, she pointed to a mattress in the corner that he left. The mattress, it was propped up near the front door, and it had a note written on it. And the note read, quote, I know my warrant is active. I'm not here. I'm finishing a job and turning myself into jail tonight. Yeah, well, the cops found him curled up inside of a small wooden cabinet right there in the house. He had a pack of smokes, and he had a pipe with crack in it. So he was arrested and got some additional charges. As the cops pointed out, this is not the first time that he's done the exact same thing.
The note?
Yeah, so when they saw, they're always looking for him. He's always in trouble. He never does anything so bad other than kidnapping and aggravated assault that he's constantly in jail. But they knew to look, and they found us. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.